저에게 들리는 이 This week we have an innovation week going on, so...
Yeah, we have innovation week plus hackathon. It'll be very interesting.
So no stress of actual
no
work.
No regular work, yeah. Just like some innovative things.
Good. Nice. It's getting cold here now. Starting to get cold. Heaters have been turning on.
How about you?
Same. Nothing much at work. Same old, same old.
Okay.
Life is the same. FIFA
is not the
is
same.
New.
Yeah.
So I'm still learning FIFA. So are you. It's getting cold.
Yeah.
And perfect time for tea.
Yeah, just had tea before I came.
Nice. I'll make tea after the podcast. So what are we here for today? Previewing the weekend matches. Because Premier League and other leagues are returning back with a bang, hopefully. Didn't watch any of the international games. Maybe I caught a couple of minutes or highlights.
Yeah, I saw some goals.
Mm.
That was about it. But I think in general, like, people are liking it. Or the games are better than just the international friendlies. Just
the Nations UEFA League?
Nations League games.
I'm still not caught on to it.
Yeah,
yet.
It's still like, it's not enough for you to turn it on and watch the full game.
Yeah.
I think.
Some interesting stats from the weekend, from this Nations League and friendlies, was that Germany cannot buy themselves a game.
They lost two games in the international break, and that is very, very shocking for Germany to like consider, because even for the friendlies, they would be up for the game and they would most likely win those games.
Good World Cup as well.
Yeah, they were absolutely thumped by Netherlands.
Yeah, 3-0, right? Netherlands, who didn't play in the World Cup, so they are having
nation.
A positive. It looks like things are turning around for them. Koeman is having a positive effect on their team. Memphis Depay is playing well for them.
Yeah, they have some really good young players now. We talked about their aging generation that's not there anymore, and the team looks like a refreshed one. And
yeah,
it's good to see.
And Germany, on the other hand, they look like the new Netherlands.
Yeah,
really surprising. They have talented youngsters also. I don't know what exactly is going on. Maybe this will end up in Joachim Löw getting the sack or him resigning.
Yeah, I think there are too much off the field issues going on with Germany right now, with the racism thing that came out during the World Cup, and it's just there's a lot of negativity surrounding their squad right now, especially after their World Cup exit. And even during the World Cup, they had some turmoil going on, and that resulted in their World Cup crashing, and it looks like things are not back to their normality yet.
So that will take time. I was happy to see that Eden Hazard got substituted at halftime today. I don't want him to play all the games.
Unlike Liverpool players who are
just
falling on the floor right now with international break.
Oh yeah, Salah got injured in one of the games.
Has a rib injury. Virgil van Dijk also returned.
Oh, he also got injured.
Yeah, he returned early, I think. So he wasn't the part of their game today, I believe.
And Liverpool may be pulling some strings there.
And even the talk of Mane being injured as well.
Oh, that's big for Liverpool.
A lot of bad news for Liverpool and Klopp.
Yeah. And who are they playing this weekend?
So let me pull that up. Liverpool is playing Huddersfield away.
Okay.
It should be an okay game for them. I think they should be able to beat Huddersfield Town. Let's start with Liverpool then.
Huddersfield need to win some games or get some points now. They are really struggling in the league. along with Newcastle and Cardiff. They are in the bottom three. Cannot score goals. They have only scored 4 goals so far and conceded 17.
Yeah, that's lowest in the league in terms of goals scored and conceding like highest in the league pretty much. Maybe not highest. Fulham has conceded highest.
So
they're second highest conceding defense. And things are not looking great at all for Huddersfield, and everyone expected them to be in the relegation zone, I guess, and that's how it's panning out. It's hard to see like how they can get points, though.
Yeah.
Their playing style and their just team lineup, they doesn't inspire any confidence in me, like, to say that they can be up against better teams.
My view of them has changed so much because when they got promoted last season, I was talking about how good David Wagner was and how he played in the championship. But then coming into the Premier League, last season they survived, but this season has been horrible for them so far. And it doesn't look, at least for the moment, no other team look, maybe Cardiff.
The
bottom three look well placed right now. Like, you cannot argue against any team worse than the bottom
Cardiff
three
City,
right now.
The goalkeeper saved them in some games, but it's not a lot. Like, he's the only player that is having a good
most
season.
Most poorly performing teams have the goalkeeper to thank. So Liverpool probably will be winning this game easily.
Yeah, and for Liverpool though, they had a tough run of fixtures, and I think they came out with it.
Yeah, they didn't lose.
One loss, I guess, right?
Who did they lose to?
Did they lose in the Champions League?
Oh, in the Champions League.
Yeah.
Oh, they also lost in the Premier League once, I think, yes. Because I know Chelsea are the only undefeated team right now. So I think Liverpool did lose to someone.
Oh, really?
Or did they lose?
No, they drew against Man City, they drew against Chelsea. And
I guess Chelsea are undefeated in terms of all the games. So Liverpool maybe also didn't lose. So all the top three teams didn't lose, I guess.
Yeah.
Right?
Liverpool has no loss in the league.
Right.
But they have dropped points in their 2 consecutive games, although the games were definitely harder than the normal 2 games. And maybe this will be a new start for them because they played Chelsea, they played Manchester City.
Right.
And in the Champions League, they had a tough game.
Yeah.
And to come away with those games with some points under your belt, I think it's still acceptable, but they'll need to start firing now. In the Champions League, I think they had their worst performance, and that's why.
Oh yeah, people were not happy with the performance. They were very dull throughout the game.
And there are still
I forgot who the game was against.
About Mo Salah, what's that?
Who did they play against?
The Champions League.
Milan. No, so they won the first leg against PSG. The first time around, and the second time I totally.
Yeah, I still don't remember either. Like, who was their opposition? I'm trying to look it up.
We are getting old.
Okay, Champions League. They lost to Napoli.
Napoli. Oh yeah. Towards the end.
They lost 1-0, but the game, like, the score line doesn't reflect the game, and they were totally outclassed and outplayed by Napoli.
Yeah.
And there is question mark around their attack right now because no one is scoring for them.
Right.
Sturridge saved them against Chelsea with his, like, last minute goal.
Yeah.
And, they'll have to kick on now after the international break.
Yeah. And Salah's these injuries will not be helping them as well.
Yeah.
Because Salah is obviously out of form. He's missing the chances that he would have scored from last year.
Yeah.
So we shall see. The big game is happening in the first on Saturday itself, 7:30 a.m. our time. Chelsea versus Manchester United.
Oh wow, that'll be a big game.
Yeah. So, well, I always suspect Mourinho to come out with some plan, even though he's not playing well. They did manage to get a well-fought victory in the last game against Newcastle after going 2-0 down.
I watched that game and it looked like Newcastle were on course to get some points off United.
Yeah.
But towards like last 20 minutes, United showed what
turned up.
United we remember of,
like, yeah, yeah,
with just attacking or like attacking and making sure that they get the goals they want, yeah, and Martial and Sanchez, who like
Sanchez got the winner,
are like not in the good books of Mourinho, yeah, saved them. So I think that win inspired them a little bit, so they are on like slightly positive attitude. Even if like it's Newcastle and it's the team,
yes,
that was yet to win any game in the Premier League,
yeah,
so to celebrate a victory against that team, I don't think it counts for much. But just the way,
so they'll have the momentum
that they got the win,
yeah,
puts them into some positive.
So with both of these teams now, both of them feel like they'll have momentum on their side. They,
yeah,
have, at least from the last game, Chelsea maybe more positive throughout the season. Manchester City, United. That performance, I don't know if it was because of Mourinho or just the players thinking that we should probably perform better. So I'm still not convinced about the relationship between Mourinho and his players.
Yeah.
So we shall see in this game. Pogba versus Kante, the big midfield battle. Yeah, but I'm still... a little nervous about this game, so we shall see.
Yeah, I mean, Chelsea are on the up. They have Eden Hazard fully in form right now, and he was,
yeah,
the player of the month last month, and he is consistently scoring and assisting, so I don't see any reason Chelsea not going in strong at home,
yeah,
against struggling Man United, even though they got a win in their last game. It's more like,
yeah,
against a relegation threatened team.
Yeah, still, and this also shows Newcastle's vulnerability right now. Even going 2-0 up, they don't feel comfortable to secure a win,
yeah,
or at least a draw. They ended up losing. Their confidence is really low right now. Manchester United do have a injury issue as well from Matic and Luke Shaw. I read might not be playing, but that could also be fake news from Mourinho. Like that fake argument, mm-hmm, with Paul Pogba that was staged, people said. Chelsea, the only gripe right now I have is these young Ruben Loftus-Cheek and Callum Hudson-Odoi. I was so excited to see them. And every year, every manager says, yeah, we'll play 50 games a season, so they'll get their chance. And then once the games start happening, the players are forgotten again. So they probably go out on loan. Which is, I want to pull my hair out when I hear this every year. So, that's my only gripe so far. Okay, other games, Newcastle and Brighton. Maybe this will be Newcastle's best chance to get some points, finally. Brighton, although are playing well with Glenn Murray scoring some,
yeah,
important goals for them. But Newcastle and Rafa Benitez have to think this is their best. For them, I guess the international break came at a right time. Probably Benitez, who would have had all his players, because I don't think many of them went to their international games.
Yep.
So he could have worked with them. There will be more banners, I guess, in the stadium for Mike Ashley.
That's everything surrounding them is all about like players signing and the board. Like no one is questioning Benitez's,
yeah,
tactics and what's going on. But there are issues at the club right now that is like just preventing them to get results of any kind. Like,
yeah,
against United, they did play really well in the first half. We saw Kennedy, like Ayoze Perez, and like they looked like world beaters. Like Muto,
yeah,
the guy who scored, and
Muto scored two goals, right? Or
he scored one goal.
Okay,
but yeah, they looked really well, but somehow couldn't keep up, and just seemed like they just can't get any result right now.
Mm-hmm.
So against Brighton, at home, maybe they can get their first win of the season.
Yeah. Even then it will just paper over the cracks.
Yeah.
Still. Manchester City, Burnley. Burnley are finally getting into their groove after the initial hiccups they had But Manchester City at home will be too much for them. All of their big players are returning back from injury as well. Benjamin Mendy is coming back. He's a big player for Guardiola. Because now in this season so far, he has used him as a midfield player as well. He comes in midfield from the wing position, left back position.
Yeah.
And then goes out again. And he has a powerful, fast cross in him.
Yeah, crossing is insane by him. Like, it's very... It's very powerful, and most probably it ends up in a right area to attack for Aguero or any of their attackers in the box.
He's found sometimes at the back. People rob him of the ball. in that way, sort of like Alonso. Alonso is, I think, more secure at back than him. So Manchester City, for fantasy people, Aguero will probably be captain. And Guardiola will probably bench him. That's how Guardiola plays. I am always scared to pick Guardiola's players in my fantasy team.
Yeah, he likes to experiment. He's playing 11, even though like everyone is in form.
Yeah,
you never know like what playing like what team will start in the next game.
Yeah, Manchester City, Burnley.
But we'll see. I certainly don't see anything from Burnley in this game.
Right. Bournemouth, Southampton. Bournemouth, another team on the up. They are sixth in the table right now, right just outside the top five. Playing very well. Callum Wilson, Josh King, Ryan Fraser, all of their attack has been performing
passing
well.
Passing and attacking, it's been really well this season. They are scoring like for fun at the moment.
And also conceding for fun.
Yeah,
they have one of the... They have 16 goals. So not bad for them. More than Manchester United.
Wow.
So... And Southampton, on the other hand...
They seem to play well in patches. Like, they look okay. Like against Chelsea, they looked good.
Okay, yeah.
In some parts, but... Like you just knew that they're not going to cause any problem for Chelsea throughout the 90 minutes.
They have lost their creativity in Dusan Tadic as well this season.
Yeah.
So most of the creativity comes from Nathan Redmond and I forgot the other guy's name. I think he's Belgian. Defour? No. Yeah, I don't.
No, Defour is in Burnley.
Yeah. No need to ponder over it, I guess. Wolves, Watford can be interesting as well. Wolves, another team.
Another team who
the best
play
out of
like
the promoted
very,
teams.
Very good football. Yeah. Like, I like watching and their games and just the way they build attacks. It's very good to see because they don't have like star players in their team, but they are still able to find
I think
gaps
for their level, they have they have a lot of stars. They signed Rui Patricio. Ruben Neves is a young star.
Rui Patricio is having a very good season, though, like from the goalkeeping wise.
Ruben Neves, he's really good. Yeah. Who's the other guy? Adama Traore. He comes off the bench. So he's a good bench player. But obviously, if you compare them to the top six, they don't have those stars. But I think out of... I would say they have used the money they invested well. So unlike Fulham, who also invested a lot of money, but they are not playing it.
Yeah, João Moutinho seems like a very good signing now. Like he's able to control the game.
And he's not even 30 also, right? He's still 28 or something, if I'm correct. So he's still in his prime, and getting a player like him to play for Wolves is... maybe the next... Yeah, they should do a documentary on Wolves. They already have something on YouTube or NBC.
Already? Haven't seen it.
Never mind. I was wrong. Moutinho is 32 years old.
Oh, okay. But it's still okay. He still has maybe one or two seasons.
Right. So, Wolves. I'm always excited to see Wolves game. If I don't have my own club or any of the big clubs playing, I'll probably watch a Wolves game.
Yeah, I watched them like in 2-3 games this season. Yeah. And every time I watch them, it looked like they can score goals from like every of their attack. If they, we talked about it before, right? If they have like a good quality striker, they would be scoring even more than what they are doing right now.
So, and against Manchester United, they were the better team.
Yeah. And for Watford, they started off season really well, but now they are trying, like, they are like, on a losing run of games, I think.
Oh, yeah.
So...
Yeah, they were at one point top four.
Yeah, they were one of the unbeaten teams at one point, but now...
Since they lost to Arsenal, I think they have slid.
Yeah, they drew. Yeah, they lost against Man U, drew against Fulham, lost to Arsenal, then lost to Bournemouth.
Okay. I expect this to be a win for Wolves. That's my guess.
I think so. Given the current form and home advantage to Wolves.
Yes. Oh, then there's the London Derby between West Ham and Tottenham. West Ham, I see West Ham can pull off an upset here. Although they seem to play very, again, they'll win one game and then go on this sliding run of defeats and then win a game that you would not think they would win. Like against Manchester United, they won. I think they can do the same to Tottenham. But Tottenham, having played in Wembley, also have experience with playing in a big pitch that West Ham have. So at least that would not be an advantage that West Ham can use. They have pretty good players.
Yeah, West Ham is on the up though right now. David Moyes seems like he is making them play in a good football. He already has like talented attacking players. Arnautovic is in good form, and this Yarmolenko is
Felipe Anderson
contributing with goals. Felipe Anderson is good.
Very good, yeah.
And so they are like
also right it's now not David Moyes, it's Manuel Pellegrini.
Pellegrini is like showing because he is capable of getting his teams to play an entertaining football, and now we are seeing the results. They didn't start in the same way for West Ham, but now it looks like they found their stable 11 and way of play.
So I hope West Ham can beat Spurs for obvious reasons. I'm sure you hope the same.
Yeah, I would not mind that. I would be very happy with it.
But yeah, the Spurs will probably win this game. Harry Kane is scoring a hat-trick or something. Okay, then Cardiff and Fulham. This is maybe Cardiff's also a good chance for Cardiff to get points on the table to get them probably off. No, they can still go off the relegation if they beat Fulham, and then Fulham will slide back. Both the teams not in a good run of form. In terms of pure quality, you would expect Fulham to win, but they have not delivered on that yet. And probably Cardiff are just showing more fight.
I would go with Fulham, I guess, in this game.
I would
game.
Pick a draw in this.
Nil quality.
Nil draw and Etheridge with another clean sheet.
Yeah, certainly not the best game to watch for, I think. Let's put it that way. Won't be like the most entertaining game of this weekend.
Yeah. What next? Arsenal? Who are Arsenal playing?
Arsenal are playing against Leicester City on Monday.
Yeah, they say both teams are attacking, and so Arsenal will probably win this game. Leicester don't care if they lose or this game or not. They'll just play. They play good football, but they'll commit men forward, and I expect Harry Maguire to cause your defense a lot of problems.
Yeah, he has a habit of winning a lot of headers, and especially from corners. He's always dangerous.
Yeah. And I also expect Vardy to cause problems.
Vardy has scored pretty much every time he played against Arsenal.
Yeah, and Mustafi looks like he'll commit a mistake.
defensively, we are like leaking goals, you say. Are finding it hard to keep a clean sheet this season. But we are also able to like create a lot of opportunities in the attack. Mm-hmm. And we have Lacazette and Aubameyang.
Yeah.
Firing on all cylinders right now, and like attack looks to be clicking. Defensively, we'll still have like stuff to worry about. Lucas Torreira's addition to starting 11 helps a lot. Like we can see a different team now with a proper CDM. It helps a lot in defense.
Right. On a side note, talking of Lucas Torreira, he will certainly not be in confident mood because Uruguay lost to Japan, I think. So with Cavani in the team, Cavani and Lucas, all of those players were in the team. So, but yeah, I expect Arsenal to win this game. And one thing is for sure, this will be an entertaining game to watch.
Yeah, there will be goals in it from both ends.
Yeah,
there's also Everton Crystal Palace
on Sunday, right? So Sunday will be boring then, one game.
Yeah, just one game on Sunday.
Everton versus Crystal Palace. Marco Silva having a tough time.
Yeah, I mean, Sigurdsson is firing for them right now. Like, he scored in their last two games.
That was a good goal.
That was a very good goal from a long range.
Right.
And
Richarlison is also playing well.
Yeah,
he's
so
back.
Yeah, I think they are still finding their feet in the season. They are playing well, though. I think I will expect them to win against Crystal Palace.
Yeah, and Crystal Palace, yeah, you can only count on Zaha to deliver for them. And other than that, yeah. So I expect Everton to win this game.
But I'm happy for Sigurdsson, though. It looks like finally he has found a place in their starting 11.
Mm.
And they're getting the best out of him. If you see his goals, like,
right,
he's getting those chances just outside of the box.
Yeah.
Idrissa Gueye, like, how dangerous he is.
Yeah. Idrissa Gueye also is playing well for them again. He had a slight blip, but then he's back to his usual self. Other leagues around? I also read this article that Manchester United might be taken over by a Saudi billionaire.
Oh, wow.
Mohammed bin Salman.
See.
So he was in the running. I think they'll have a lot of problems with that. First of all, fans will not be happy about this. I think Manchester United, especially being that the classic Premier League club, they'll put up a lot of resistance to this move if it begins to get some legs.
In the other leagues, I think Bayern Munich may be out for a new manager search. I'm not sure, but they are struggling, as we talked about last time.
Kovac.
Niko Kovac. He is on a losing run for Dortmund. Bayern Munich. And Dortmund is top of the table right now.
So did you see last game they won? It was a high-scoring game, Dortmund's game.
Dortmund won? Yeah, I saw the result.
It was 8-6 or 8-6? I don't know what. Exactly.
Let's see. So last game, no, it was 4-3. 7-0, they won once.
Oh, 7-0, okay.
Yeah, so they are scoring for fun and they are sitting top of the league by clear of 3 points.
The English youngster there, who is Jadon Sancho, he's providing a lot of assists for them. He made his debut for England recently in the nation, 2 days ago, I think.
What's surprising is Bayern Munich is right now is sixth in the table in Bundesliga.
Oh, they're sixth?
Yeah.
So after Dortmund
seven
is
games,
top?
Dortmund is top of the league, yeah. And they are 4 points behind Dortmund.
So Bayern Munich are also one of those teams who have aging players in their squad.
Yep. Yeah, it reminds me of Man City's squad when they did the overhaul.
Right. Oh, I didn't see that they were sixth in the league.
Yeah.
They're still 4 points behind, though, so they can... Yeah, Kovac will have a few games left now, maybe, to prove himself.
Yeah.
Dortmund, 23 goals. That's awesome. Yeah, they are on a good run. One other club and Neymar especially has been having a tremendous season. I think Mbappe and Hazard, I think these people are having excellent seasons so far. Neymar, he has been involved in every game. So I don't know the exact state, but yeah, he has been involved in every game he has played in, either an assist or goal.
Oh, okay.
Mbappe scored 4 goals in 13 minutes in the last.
Yeah, they were all of them good
game.
Goals.
They are running away once again. You would not expect anything else.
Oh, in La Liga, it is Sevilla against Barcelona, and that'll be an interesting game.
Oh, Sevilla are also high flying.
Sevilla is top of the league right now in La Liga. Just 1 point ahead of Barcelona.
I forgot to mention, Paco Alcacer, he's having
excellent
season.
Yeah, he's coming on from bench for Dortmund and scoring goals.
Yeah.
So it's very... Yeah, Dortmund, like, they're scoring so many goals. Even their substitutes are like they are among the top assist makers and top goal scorers this season. So you can imagine
and
what kind of season they are having.
Right. Oh, you mentioned Sevilla are top of the league now, right?
Also yeah, they are top of the league by a point, and they're playing against Barcelona.
Also scoring so lots of goals.
Interesting game to keep an eye on.
Yeah. Yeah, this year La Liga is also looking very close. I'm surprised, but also maybe pleasantly surprised. But let's see, maybe after the winter break.
Yeah.
If it's still the same, then I would be even more happy. Maybe Real Madrid, I know, are struggling with the players they have. Letting go of Cristiano Ronaldo had a big effect on them. As expected, I was not expecting, and
yeah, they didn't sign anyone, which was an even bigger mistake, I think, more than losing Ronaldo.
Mm-hmm.
So my fingers are crossed. I hope they don't sign Eden Hazard. I don't want them.
Yeah, there are still rumors of Hazard leaving. Yeah. I was surprised when he said that he is open to move, or like he suggested that Real Madrid will be a club that he would want to transfer one.
But he has said that. Like forever, and
mm-hmm.
though I like that he's at least honest. He's not mm-hmm. like Thibaut Courtois, and he also said himself that he doesn't want to leave on bad terms.
Right.
So probably this transfer, if it happens, it will not happen in January. Most likely, mm-hmm. it will happen in the summer.
Yeah.
And I hope he signs a new deal so we can get some extra money for him. I would obviously prefer him to not leave, because it's good for Premier League to have players like him in the league. What else is happening? English youngsters got their debut. Jadon Sancho, I mentioned.
England
Mount.
Beat Spain. That was a big win.
Oh, yeah. First time Spain in a long time, I think, or forever, Spain lost at home with three and conceded three goals at home as well. So, although in the second half, Spain looked like they could come back. There was another incident with Sergio Ramos in that game. He tried to stamp on Sterling's foot very cheekily. I don't know why he does that. Oh, this is ridiculous.
I'm reading here. Germany suffered 6th defeat in a year for the first time. Yeah, there are always a new low, I think, when you are on that negative spiral.
Yeah.
You can you discover all sort of these negative records.
Anything else?
Oh, yeah, that's about it. I'm excited for the weekend. Finally, Premier League is back.
Yeah.
Even though it was just 1 week break, it feels like...
It feels so long, yes.
It was like out for a while.
So that's that, guys.
All right.
Thanks for joining. Thanks for coming, Akshay. And I hope you guys have a good week and excellent weekend. Excited about the football being back. There's some FIFA to be played as well. New FIFA. I'm liking it. You're liking it as well, right?
Yeah, I'm liking it. It's a different gameplay.
Yes.
And different modes to explore, like Weekend League and Division Rivals.
Too much, too tiring.
Entertaining to play. Yeah, Weekend League is tiring.
Yes.
It's hard to finish up all the games. Maybe this time, because there was an international break, we could play more. But
yeah.
I don't see myself playing that many games again, I think.
No.
Unless like I have full weekend free that I don't have anything to do.
It's impossible.
It's probably hard to happen.
Yeah. That's it. All right. See you guys, and don't forget to like and share on iTunes and Stitcher. iTunes and Stitcher and Google Podcast.
Thank you.